the three scribes. The following message was preached by Brother Amos on Sunday, the 26th of August, 2007, at Bible Faith Tabernacle, Lagos. It is nice to have Brother Rotimi Omolobi. God bless you, my brother. Thank God for traveling mercies. We thank God for His goodness towards His people. I pray that God would bless us this morning. If you have been listening to the news, a lot has been going on. There was a flood in Korea. It killed about 600 people. There was a bomb blast in India. It killed 41 people and wounded many. There was a forest fire outbreak in Greece. 40 people are dead, many wounded. There was a balloon flight which caught fire. A mother and her daughter got burned to death. A few days ago, Peru had its earthquake. It is a disaster. Disasters are an everyday occurrence now. There is no good news. You turn on your news media. It is one disaster after another. This is the beginning of sorrows. It is the end. It is not going to get better. We are at the end. The world itself is going through pains, convulsions. It is like a woman in birth pains, waiting for deliverance of a child she has borne for so many months. So this world is waiting for deliverance. It is going through its own birth pain. The coming of the Lord will bring the deliverance. It will not get better from here on. It will get worse. Saints of God, it is time to look up, because our redemption draweth nigh. There is nothing in this world anymore. All their investments, and all they have labored for, and all they have acquired, and also their very lives, will be fodder for burning a few years down the road. I want to say this. God sent a prophet at this evening time. How beautiful it would have been for the Branham movement, with the Branham Tabernacle, at the death of Brother Branham, to follow continuity. How beautiful it would have been for the Branham movement to recognize another voice God ordained and established in the earth, to still carry on unveiling the plan of Gentile salvation. How beautiful, if they could only add to what they had received, the new light that is coming, because the prophet they say they believe, spoke about it. He spoke of continuity. And how wonderful it would be if Faith Assembly and the people that followed Brother Jackson in continuity could only see what God is doing today, because God is still carrying on, executing His revealed plan of salvation. Everything is according to this Bible, but we live in a world where it is just more of a lip service to the Scriptures, and all people want is just one hand-me-down tradition, a religious service, where assemblies have been turned into lodges, mere social clubs, a place people attend to enjoy the company of others they have come to love and appreciate as friends over the years. They have married into one another, and church has now become a family affair, rather than a place of truth and spirituality, a place where God's people can worship in full liberty of the Spirit. Today, it does not matter where the truth is trampled upon or played with. It is more for them a matter of family and friendship and comfortability, for it is more of a social gathering, a lodge, and as a prophet will say, outside of a total and a reserved submission to the absolute rulership of the Scriptures of truth, the church is nothing other than a lodge with the name of Christ attached to it. That is it. And that is all it is, because they have only a religious spirit. Brother Branham used to say, the greatest demon to face is a religious demon, because it is better for you to go out there and speak to the sinner on the road than to face these people in the Branham movement with a religious spirit, because a lot of them are nothing but devils. It is indeed an hour of apostasy. People do not believe anything. They do not believe Scripture. You are not going to get them to believe either. They are haters of truth, though they may hide that fact with a general persona and a smile. But they hate the Word of God. That is a fact. I am going to take a message this morning. It is a message, you know. But I realize we never took it as a topic on its own, and we need to put it out in the scribe. For that reason, we are going to take it, so we can put it out in the scribe for other people. I pray that God will help me. But saints of God, there has never been an hour that has had so much light, and yet can be faced with so much unbelief of the Scriptures. It is obvious this morning, the world hates the Scriptures. It is obvious this morning, The religious world hates this Bible. They may say they love it, their attitude to it shows where their love really is. But as bright saints, the revelation the Scriptures gives us is our only clothing. And in the revelation of Christ, we have security because everything is coming to a close. If God had not sent the prophet, I do not know where I would be. No, he is not my savior. No, he is not my Lord, but he bore a true voice. And God used him to deliver us from the world of organized systems of religion. I thank God for that man. But more importantly, I thank God that man could stand, carry his Bible, and say, get back to the Word. Get back to the Bible. Get back to the faith of Peter, James, and John, and Paul of the early church. Get back to the original faith. There is no other way. He not only said those things, but listen to what I say. He not only said it, but God also backed up his ministry with a serious measure, an incredible measure, of the open miraculous that no man could challenge him, whether he went to the Muslim world, or he faced Hindus, or he faced atheists. They had to believe he had God, and he served the living God, and that there is no God that can do what his God can do. He challenged Muslims from the podium, facing hundreds of thousands of people, to come out and let their Allah do what his God can do, when he stood with the blind man facing them. Let your Allah come and open his eyes. That was a man that bore the supernatural signs of God. But all that is for one purpose. It is to show you that God means what he says in the Bible. Period. Yes, his ministry was use of God to characterize the earthly prophetic ministry of Christ, according to Luke chapter 17 verse 30. But that was still to vindicate and bring to pass the word of God. He was sent with the miraculous that by the explosion of the supernatural in his ministry, the word of God may be vindicated and proven infallibly over and over again to God's seeds that the Bible is the infallible word of God and God means what he says and that the Bible will have the last say over everything. Precisely. And when it is all over, the word of God will be the judge. John chapter 12 verses 47 to 48. If it was not that, I do not know this morning, maybe we would all have followed the crowd. But I had a voice, a clear voice, lifting up the Bible above any and every other thing, letting me know that outside the Bible way, there is no way, letting me know that the Bible is the absolute of every true believer, and that every true seed will follow the light of the Bible. I thank God for that man. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Father, I thank you this morning for how in your own infinite wisdom you used the prophet to this age, William Branham, to vindicate the Scriptures, to lift up the Bible as your only word, your inspired word, the absolute of every true believer. I thank you for his faithfulness to that word. Father, by your grace, we are recipients of your gracious dealing through that man, in the light. Darkness has engulfed the earth, and gross darkness we see over the people who are supposed to be believers of this message. Help us to walk in the light. Keep us from the tide of evil. Keep us in this inner chamber of revealed truth, safe from all that the enemy can throw. Help me this morning. I am just a man. Bless us by your Spirit from the pages of your word. We ask this with thanksgiving, in Jesus' name. Amen. Before I take my text, I want to say again, it would have been so wonderful that the people that followed Brother Branham would have followed Brother Jackson in the light of the same Bible he brought, because it is all about the same Bible, because all of them were raised in defense of this Bible. And God used these men to shed light for the Bride of Christ, a true light. How wonderful would it have been for the movement to see the light of continuity another man shed. And how good it would have been for those that follow the continuity truth of Raymond Jackson, the chief apostle to this day, to follow the lead apostle for this hour, John, in the light of the Bible, the same Bible he is bearing, because vessels come and vessels go, but they are all raised in defense of one thing and one thing alone, the Word of God, the Bible. But it is so sad, when you look all through the ages, apart from the first church age, no age ever followed continuity. None. And the movement is in the same rot. The Lutherans would not follow John Knox. Those that follow John Knox would not follow Calvin. Are you with me? I know some will say, but Brother Amos, Calvin came before Knox. Do not worry about that. Just get the thought. But for your sake, let me say it this way. The Lutherans will not follow Calvin. Calvinists will not follow Knox. Those who followed Knox would not follow John Wesley. Those who followed Wesley will not follow William Seymour. The people that followed William Seymour would not follow William Branham. Branham followers will not follow Raymond Jackson. And the followers of Raymond Jackson will not follow John. But God just lays each one on the shelf and moves on each time, nonetheless. He just quietly carries on his own program and leaves them there on the shelf. He leaves them on the shelf of unbelief and simply moves on. Why? Because, brothers and sisters, you cannot stop God. You do not need to see the light. You do not have to follow the light. Elected seeds will see the light and follow the light. And God just continues his program of salvation, for God's will is sovereign. Simple. And as many as are ordained to follow the light will follow. Simple. The Lutheran Church would not receive the truth of the Presbyterians, the organization affected by the subsequent ministry of John Calvin. And the Presbyterians will not follow the light of the Baptists, an organization influenced by the truth of John Knox. The Baptists also would not receive the revelation of the Methodists, a people that were influenced by the continuity light of John Wesley. And the Methodists would not accept the Pentecostals established on the truth of William Seymour, the man who bore the revelation of the oil message, the Pentecostal message, the Holy Ghost baptism message. Yet, all those truths are our Bible truths. And the Pentecostals would not follow William Branham in the light of truth he brought at this evening time. The Branham movement would not follow Raymond Jackson in the continuity light of Christ he also bought for the bride of the end time. And the people that followed Raymond Jackson would not follow John in the continuity and wrapping up light he is bearing for the bride of Christ today. Yet, all these moves were moves of God continuing his objective of the plan of Gentile salvation. And each bore something that has its basis in the scriptures. But the people that follow a move of God never see the subsequent move. But God lays each on the shelf and simply and quietly moves on with as many as have an ear to hear. That lets you see that as a standard bearer goes, another comes, for God never lays the standard of truth on a shelf. Never. Truth has always moved on. Look at the first church age. There was a Paul as a star messenger to that age. He bore the standard of truth for the Gentile salvation, and God used him.